With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Sea level rise is accelerating. Communities along the California coast are preparing for that eventuality, but those plans are coming into conflict with homeowners and builders along the ocean front. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports from Santa Cruz County.
On a sunny day in Rio del Mar, Ben Strock strolls down a walking path that sits between a row of homes and a sandy beach.
The biggest topic of conversation is obviously sea level rise in this area.
Strock is a realtor. He's recently sold 3 houses here on Beach Drive.
And when people start seeing homes that are this close to the water and have potential impact from the tides coming up to the homes, they start questioning the purchase.
Strock says as a result, the home prices have been dropping. Rio del Mar is just one of many communities in Santa Cruz County that's perched on the coastline. About 5 miles up the coast, I meet with Gary Griggs. He's a professor of earth science at UC Santa Cruz and studies sea level rise. Depending on greenhouse gas emissions, he says our oceans could be anywhere from 3 to 6 feet higher or worse in the next century.
And now we've built most of the world's great cities, big cities, New York, Newark, Philadelphia, Boston, Miami, right at sea level. And those cities hold hundreds of millions of people. So now we've got this dilemma. What are we going to do?
Greg says one option is denial. Another is seawalls or armor. And he says about 25% of Santa Cruz County is protected by some type of shoreline armoring. But Greg says seawalls are not a long-term solution.
Can we build houseboats or floating cities? I don't think that's going to happen.
Another option?
The one that nobody wants to mention is called managed retreat.
Managed retreat involves moving structures away from the coastline. The California Coastal Commission says the danger isn't immediate, but that it's important to plan now. One way to do that is through what's called a local coastal program, or LCP. It's a roadmap to guide coastal development. Santa Cruz County is updating parts of their LCP and general plan now. County staff describe their approach as engage, accept, and get ready. David Carlson, a resource planner with Santa Cruz County, flips through a stack of papers with the proposed changes.
What everybody is focusing on is the section that addresses coastal bluffs and beaches.
That would include about 1,100 properties in unincorporated Santa Cruz County. Carlson says about 90% are either second homes or vacation rentals. The county is essentially taking a hybrid approach, proposing a managed retreat strategy in some areas and allowing development in others as a trade-off.
We feel like it's an appropriate compromise at this point in time.
For certain areas, like homes located on beaches or lagoons, the proposal includes restrictions on remodels. Only one major remodel would be allowed. That kind of major project would trigger new elevation requirements, possible mitigation fees, and updated property deeds that acknowledge the risks, essentially saying if homes are destroyed or badly damaged, the county may need to remove the structure at the homeowner's expense.
The county's interest is that all property owners are well aware of the potential coastal hazards that could affect that property now and in the future.
Cove Britton, an architect who specializes in coastal homes, is unhappy with the new proposals. He formed the Pacific Coast Protection Association to stop them.
People are being required to abdicate their right to rebuild and maintain their homes.
He says for some families, the prospect of losing the financial security of these seaside homes is frankly terrifying.
These proposals will probably result in about $1 billion worth of property value loss in this county.
Britton believes there should be some kind of national solution to these issues. Santa Cruz County supervisors will vote on the proposals in early March. Then the plan will head to the Coastal Commission. In Santa Cruz County, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.